Well, here we go with the new season of Rethink Real Estate. And today we're going to start off a little bit strong with one of my rants, I guess. And part of today is that, are you ready for a point of difference? Do you really want to be different? Okay. I haven't really determined what the title is going to be at the moment. Chris will hopefully figure that out. But the reality is what I go through in this episode, and I say it so many times that you'll be sick of it by the end of it, is that, are you really looking for a point of difference? And a lot of people will be saying yes. But a lot of you are not prepared for the friction that comes with having a point of difference. Do you really want to be different? That is the question that you need to ask yourself. And today, let's explore that a little bit further. Welcome to Rethink Real Estate. My name is Ben Brady, and this is a real estate podcast aimed to deliver sales strategies, marketing tips, and business insights from industry experts and myself to build a listing-focused business for the future. Let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of Rethink Real Estate, folks. Today, I thought I'd take a different angle of things, you know, as we're coming back into the flow of season three of Rethink Real Estate. One of the things that I wanted to certainly talk about as people go through their planning perspective for 2024, and that's what we're really focusing the month of January on, is planning and what people do wrong when it comes to planning. Not so much how to plan. I think that if you Google how to do a business plan, there's just a shit ton out there, for lack of better terminology. It gets a little bit confusing and overwhelming, and I hate doing that planning element side of it. But I think that the thing that I really wanted to focus on today is that, are you ready to be different? And what I mean by that is that it's in so many different ways. And I want to quickly get to the point here, is that so many times is that what realtors are looking for, or what anybody is looking for in their individual industry, is for an edge, a point of difference. And that terminology, a point of difference, it really bothers me sometimes, because people really want it, but when they get it, they're not prepared for it. Let me give you an example of this, and I'm going to use it in our own space of the auction side of things. Many times that people join our business, or they want to do an auction for a point of difference in order to win a listing, in order to satisfy a seller that might be sitting on the marketplace for a period of time, to show that they're thinking out of the box, to show that they're an innovative realtor. But then once they do it, they're not prepared for the backlash from the realtor community, or from that individual marketplace, or whatever it is. The moment that they get any type of friction, then they sort of crumble. They panic. They start blaming that innovative thing, or they start blaming the auction process, and they don't like the friction that comes with being different. Now, I've gotten to my point very quickly there, and it's something that I'm going to continue to go on about in this episode, because that point of friction will always come when you're doing something different. You know, over the break is that I definitely tried to do a little bit more reading, a little bit more absorption of some information that I could share on the podcast. And one of the things was The Diary of a CEO is a book. Stephen Bartlett is I think it's Stephen Bartlett. I might be wrong there, but I'm pretty confident it is. I'll make sure the link's included into this show. The audio book, I listen to his podcast on a very regular basis, being The Diary of a CEO. I really enjoy that. So I like listening to his voice. And one of the things that is appealing with any audiobook, I don't like audiobooks. I usually have to read them. I'm a very slow reader. It takes me a long time. You know, I don't like reading. But that said, is that when it comes to an audiobook, the only time that I can really listen to an audiobook and absorb the information is when the author themselves that I know is actually going through it. And Stephen Bartlett does an incredible job on his Diary of a CEO book. It was an interesting thing where one of the sections, and he goes through these individual rules in this entire book, is that if you're not pissing people off, the likelihood is that that idea is not going to survive. If there isn't a friction point within what we offer, then it's very likely that that idea doesn't have a great deal of merit. And I stem this back, and I wanted to make sure that as people go through and they do their planning for 2024, as I mentioned, is that everybody's looking or searching for that point of difference. And let me use auction as an example. If you're looking to bring auction into your business or do more of it, but you can't handle the backlash from whether it be buyers or whether it be agents that are saying, oh, I don't like this auction thing. What do you mean? You just won't tell me what the sellers want? You know, all of the different questions and objections that you get to that process. If you're not ready for that friction, don't do it. Okay, don't put yourself through the frustration, and don't put the team through the frustration. It's, again, any type of thing that you're doing from a point of difference within your business, if you can't handle the friction that there's going to be in that marketplace, there's no point doing it. So the question really stems to, do you really want to be different? Because being different comes with a spotlight. Being different comes with a further justification. A good example of that yet again with the auction process is that agents love the idea of it because it wins them a listing, because it shows them that they're out of the box and they're thinking about real estate different. And you can compare it to traditional and you can debunk a great deal of traditional habits and different, you know, cases within traditional real estate that you can point out to show the deficiencies of that traditional transaction. But as it dives and as it stems into, and as we look into it even further, then you start the principle of that process and you realize it's more work. You realize that then you have to explain it to every single person that you dive into a conversation with. So for example, if you're doing an auction, the first thing that you get is a whole bunch of phone calls going, hey, what's this auction thing? If it's a new marketplace where you haven't done auction before. And yes, you have to explain it. You have to dive into it with every single person. So the conversation length doubles, triples in most cases than a traditional listing. It's pretty obvious. They obviously either don't call you on a traditional listing because the price is too high or it's not what they want, or they call you to get in and have a showing, and then it's pretty simple and straightforward at that point. But realistically, are we doing the best job that we possibly can for our clients? Are you simply then in that point an order taker? Because not only then does it come with the friction of actually, you know, dealing with the people that are unhappy that this is not the traditional way. It's also then dealing with the process of a different level of negotiation. And it's funny that people most of the time want a conditional relationship with having a point of difference, meaning that they go in and do an auction, but then they don't want to run the process. They want to run it just like a traditional and then want to blame the process when it doesn't work. I want you to obviously not just think about auctioning this. I want you to draw a parallel to anything that you are trying to do that creates this point of difference, okay? And make sure that you're ready to lean into the friction that comes with it, okay? Worrying about other people's opinion of you within that state, but if it's representing your client in the best way possible to get the best outcome, I think that that's something that we should take into consideration. Usually it's worth that little bit of friction, because you can turn that friction into a complete gain. So for example, one of the downsides to doing an auction is the volume of explaining that you have to do. But one of the upsides to the auction is the volume of explaining that you have to do to future sellers and people that are looking at this and are intrigued about it. What we lack as a real estate community is airtime with individuals, because most of the time people don't want to give you airtime or conversation time as a realtor that's looking. They usually think that you're looking to sell their home, or hopefully that you'll ask them hopefully you won't ask them to, hey, will you use me as a realtor or whatever it may be. When you've got something as a point of difference in your marketplace, you've got to see it as an opportunity to have airtime and conversation time with people that you might not normally have a great deal of conversation with, because you're an expert within something that is different. You have to expect the legwork. You have to expect the legwork. If you want this to work for you, you have to expect that this is going to be more work. Usually it is. Whenever you're trying to do something in the market. And again, I'm speaking from experience. For the last over a decade, I have dealt in friction on a daily basis, because we do things differently. We do have a different philosophy as a company. And a lot of the time, we're approaching agents to say, hey, you've had a listing on the marketplace for a period of time. Essentially, I'm calling people out on not doing their job. And as you can tell, there's some friction in that. I have to be prepared for that. And I can't be pissed off when I get somebody that says to me, I don't like your concept, it's shit, okay? I have to take that as part of what I'm going to do. You know, if you're going to cold prospect and you're going to grow your business, you are going to get rejected. People are like, no, I'm a referral agent, okay? I just like to deal with the clients I know. But yet they get pissed off because they're not doing enough business, because they have a small network of people they know. To grow that network, you need to cold prospect. In order to cold prospect, you need to get clear on rejection. There's so many different things that I just want people to have their eyes wide open when it comes to a point of difference. Again, guys, this wasn't intended to be something where I'm just sitting here ranting. I wanted you to make sure that everybody out there is looking for a strategic edge, to be different, to have a point of difference, okay? But are you ready for the friction to continue to have that point of difference? And this isn't something where, oh, there's light at the end of the tunnel that people will accept this eventually and this will be the common reality. Guys, I've been doing the same thing for the last 10 years plus. And I can say that there's light at the end of the tunnel. But if there was light at the end of the tunnel, that just simply means that I'm not in a big enough market. I want you to think about that. If it becomes the norm and it becomes easy, that means everybody else can do it and that you've sold yourself short there. Again, we've got all of North America to educate as far as the auction perspective is done, and that probably won't happen in my lifetime. I'll have to pass the baton on, okay? And that means that I'm in the right place from a growth perspective, and it's on me from an auction perspective. Hopefully this has given you a little bit of a strategic insight, guys, that you can use within your business planning. Make sure you sit there and you ask yourself, are you really prepared to be different? Do you really want a point of difference? Can you commit to that point of difference and understand what it comes with? Thanks for tuning in. So about 75% of our audience hasn't liked, followed, or subscribed to our podcast. It would mean the world to us, and it would help this podcast more than you know to expand our reach if you were to like, follow, or subscribe on any of the platforms that you're watching or listening on. Thanks again.